G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. We're just about to get stuck into round 9, but firstly Sting, what did you think of the weekend?
Not a lot to get excited about last weekend, the 6 games and a few of them pretty ordinary to say the least, but in honour of the late great Tom Hafey, I'm going with the no finessing approach this week.
No finessing, fair enough. Tell you what, another one on the burn for the Swans with me. I've never backed them correctly ever. I don't know why I persist with it. But that said, I'll probably have a bet on them this week.
We start things Thursday night at the Adelaide Oval with the Crows hosting Collingwood. Adelaide getting 11.5 to 12.5 start, total points line in the mid 170s.
It's not enough. Not enough points, I don't think. The Pies are in outstanding form. They're going to get a few back into their back line, which is going to make them harder to score against. Their young, untried defenders, particularly Frosty, is doing a really, really good job down there. And I just can't see the Adelaide midfield winning enough footy to allow them to get enough points on the board. So I think the Pies are going to do this in a canter. I'm happy to lay those points.
Yeah, I've got two here. Collingwood, for all the reasons you outlined, they've won the last 6 against the Crows, 4 of them by 21 points or more. They've won 8 of the last 9, beating the Crows' last 3 starts in Adelaide. Also keen on the under. Collingwood 12-1 under on the road since 2012, 22-9 to the under at night. 4 of the last 6 between these two teams have come up 161 or less. Mid-170s is a spoil. Happy to play Collingwood minus a couple of goals and under mid-170s.
Very good.
Friday night, we're at Etihad, the Docklands for Essendon hosting the Swans. Bombers getting about 16.5 start, total points line in the low 170s.
Well, I'm definitely not going to bet on this game because it's the Swans, so that's fair enough. But I guess for those who might want to have a look at it, I'm leaning towards the points, taking the points for no reason other than all the press that's been around the Bombers this week. They've probably only got about 3 or 4 weeks of playing the majority of these groups. They might not get another game for 2 years after that, so you'd expect them to have a bit of a crack. But look, yeah, staying away from it. Bugger the Swans.
I'm pretty happy to let this one slide as well. There are some good trends here to the under. Bombers 13-3 under as home dogs, 19-10 under at night, 10-3 under off a short break in the last couple of years. Swans, big unders team at night. But gee, a low 170s line at the Docklands,
not much.
It gives you very little room to move. Yeah. If that was 182, I'd happily have a crack at the unders, but very little margin there. Easy enough leave. We go to Saturday afternoon at the MCG for Richmond and Melbourne. The Tigers laying about 4.5 goals, total points line in the mid-160s.
Yeah, I've flirted with a couple of bets here, actually. I think the Tigers will give them a bit of a flogging. And the only reason I'm saying that is the fact that the Tigers just tend to beat poor sides. They beat the sides they should beat by a lot. Unfortunately, they're not playing good enough footy to beat the better sides at the minute. But the holding me back there is the fact that the Ds, their defence has stood up really well this year, the way they've played their footy, and the fact that they're actually one of the best defensive teams in terms of points against across the season so far, resulting in all these games unders. So the pricks last week, first time for the year overs. So I shall get back on them after a couple of weeks spell, but that was the other bet here, probably leaning towards the under, but again, probably just enough possibility of a blowout here for me to stay off it.
Yeah, for all the reasons you've outlined, no bet for me here either. Richmond have got the record against Melbourne, but the way Roos has got the Ds going this year, there's a decent chance they can hold Richmond at least. Lean to the under, but a mid-160s line in a day game doesn't seem like a lot of room. So pretty easy leave from my perspective.
Really?
Saturday twilight, we're at Etihad Stadium for North Melbourne hosting Brisbane. North laying about 7 goals, total points line in the mid-180s.
I'm assuming they'll have the roof closed for this one. They'd be out of their minds if they don't. I like the over in this game. I haven't really had much of a look at the trends for the history between those two sides specifically, but North Melbourne at Etihad, can put a big score on. And Brisbane are one of those teams that can score relatively well even when they're beaten. So happy to take on that line.
Not a lot in the trends from my perspective. North Melbourne can't be trusted as 7-goal favourites. Brisbane can't be trusted, full stop. Pretty easy lay down for me. We go to Saturday night. Well, Saturday night our time, but 5:40 start in Perth for Fremantle hosting Geelong at Patterson Stadium. The Dockers laying 3.5 to 4.5 points. Total points line in the mid-160s. When I looked at this game first up, the initial view was Cats at the plus is almost an automatic bet. They've covered 9 of their last 11 as underdogs. Just seemed like the play. When you pull Fremantle's record apart, though, there's almost as compelling a rationale for betting them. They're 15-7 as home favourites over the last couple of years, 6-1 as small favourites, and importantly for Ross Lyon coach teams, they've got a 7-day break. They're 27-13 off a 7-day break, much worse record off a short break. Pav's 300th game, there's just enough in it to knock me out of taking the Geelong pass, and I'm going to let this one slide.
Yeah, look, I was exactly the same. Basically thought that was a money bet off the cuff, but Hunter's, you've knocked every single thing on the head there, so not really much need for me to say too much more. Other than good luck to Pav in his 300th game, hope they get a win for him. He's been a very good player for a very long time.
Sunday afternoon, we don't kick things off till 4:40, and we're at Eddie Hat again for St Kilda hosting the Gold Coast. Saints getting about 4 to 4.5 goals, total points line in the mid-180s.
How many stubbies do you reckon they'd had before they sat down and put this bloody fixture together? It's an absolute nightmare. I think the Suns will do this one in a canter. They're a very good unit. They're a hell of a long way ahead of St Kilda. Regardless of any other factors at play, I think they'll put them to the sword. They've got a legitimate chance of going to the turn at 8-2, and with percentage likely to be a big play later in the season, I think they need to smack these teams up, and I'm pretty happy to take the minus.
I couldn't find much to get excited about here, so in the spirit of no finessing, they're on again next week, folks. That's all I've got to say on this one. So, in coming back to our list, I've got two. They're both on Thursday night. Collingwood at the minus and the under.
Yeah, I've got the Pies at the minus. I've got overs in the North Melbourne-Brisbane game, and I've got the Suns at the minus on Sunday afternoon. Very good, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have a good weekend and punt well.